joining us now. Guillaume Bellon is joining us from the Major Series of Putting. This thing is awesome. It keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger in preparation for a huge championship on March 10th. Guillaume, welcome into the Golf Shop.
Hey, thanks for having me. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Now, this may not be familiar to a lot of our listeners. Tell me a little bit about the Major Series of Putting. What is it?
The Major Series of Putting, basically, it's the biggest putting tournament ever hosted, and we're going to host that in Las Vegas next March, from starting March 10th. And basically what it is a series of putting tournaments running one after the other, where the purses range from ten thousands of dollars till almost $1 million for one of the main events that we're going to announce. So it is putting tournament that are going to be played on a gigantic putting surface that was designed by the Jack Nicklaus firm. We build a stadium around that, right next to the strip behind the Planet Hollywood, and this stadium feel like atmosphere is going to be very interesting for participants and fans to assist to this event.
Yeah, I mean, for all information, but particularly to look at the renderings that you just released of this stadium and what it's going to look like, you know, really just off the property at Planet Hollywood, our listeners need to go out to msop.com. I mean, this stadium, it's amazing. Now, the one thing that I'm not sure of just off the rip is this a natural surface or an artificial surface?
It is artificial surface. We've worked with Nicklaus Design, and we've picked the best synthetic grass ever. I mean, we're working with one of the best company called Southwest Green. This is actually almost better than real grass in terms of roll, in terms of speed control. So it's sand field based. A lot of professionals are using that to practice in their backyard. And obviously, because we're going to have a lot of traffic on that surface, this was the ideal choice. But it's not a flat surface. It is. I mean, it's been designed. It's been thought of. I mean, we spent months thinking about the best old lines. And this was a challenge for Nicklaus Design, because that was the first time they were doing this. But we came out with a very interesting course. The length of the hole varies from 8 feet to 60 feet. So and it can be pretty challenging. And as you mentioned, if you're going on our website, the map of the course is actually there, and you can see the different lines of the putts.
Yeah, Guillaume, I mean, you started basically the blank slate. That's what makes this really interesting to me in terms of its layout. It wasn't that you had to have this event fit an existing green at an existing golf course, for example, or a facility that is trying to do, you know, have an indoor practice facility. You were able to start from square one, and when you looked at the variation in how the greens would be laid out and the the traffic flow and all that stuff, was there ever a point that you just looked at it and you went, okay, we got it, it's 100% what we need to make this event everything it can be?
Yes, but you know what, everybody at some point in their life, I mean, just participate in a putting tournament. And for me, at some point back about 6 years ago, I was at Oakmont Country Club. And I played a terrible game. So the member after dinner was kind enough to invite me, and we played this putting tournament on the surface, on the gigantic green on the ninth hole. And I won that tournament, and I was super happy. I was ecstatic. And that's where I realized that putting leveled the playing field. I mean, those of the member there, some pros were there. So, you know, playing the putting aspect of golf level the playing field, and that give a chance to everybody to compete on, I mean, some of the kind about the same level. So that's what makes it interesting. So when I presented that idea and the guy starts looking at this, this is a skills game. This is a skills game where golfer can say, yes, I can participate in that. And non-golfer can also look at this and say, wow, I'm going to grab a putter, a ball, I'm going to practice for a few months, and I'm going to have a certain level that allow me to compete to a certain extent.
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you, right, I can say from personal experience, people will show up to watch other folks putt in a cool event. We here at the Symetra Classic in Raintree, in Charlotte at one of the Symetra Tour events. I'm the tournament director, and I came up with this thing called Rock the Putt. It sounds like you and I are cut from the same cloth. And what I always wondered is why we have to play golf in silence. So I added a live band and booze, and I took 16 of the pros and put them head to head against 16 local amateurs. And I didn't know what would happen. Well, hundreds of people will show up to watch other people putt if it's fun and different and lively and the pace is good. It makes golf more interesting.
You know what? The interesting component about our event is you've seen the stadium. I used to run the PGA Tour events on the Champions Tour back here in Montreal, and we always try to create this stadium feel-like atmosphere around the 18th green. But it's not all the action happens on the 18th green.
Right.
So what we've created is this stadium where all the spectators, or the fans, can actually see everything that is going on. Plus, we have technology that can score automatically what's happening on the field with giant screen, real-time scoring, recap. So it's going to be very fun for the participant. When you have a six-footer to win your golf game within your foursome, it gets exciting. So imagine for a green tee golfer, for an avid golfer to go on site, on that premises, with thousands of people looking at it, with his picture on the giant screen, and having a six-footer. So that's where we intend to do, is to fully see, or to put the stage for people, for golfer, to see if they have what it takes to make that specific putt at that crucial time.
Awesome. We're talking to Guillaume Bellon from the Major Series of Putting. I'm curious, what does one need to do to qualify to maybe make it to Vegas?
There are several ways to qualify. Obviously, you have a look at our website to understand that. I mean, we wanted to have significant purse. So this event has very significant purse. So in order to enter those events, there's a few ways. You can direct register. We have limited spot only. We have an event that's run with 100 spots, event that have 210 spots. You'll see on our website, we have 10 events announced so far. So you can direct register directly on our website. You can qualify, and we are about to announce 200 different qualifiers running in Florida, Texas, Arizona, Nevada, California. So there's hundreds of qualifiers, and about 200 that will be announced in the next week. Also, if you want to organize a qualifier, you can actually organize one at your golf course. And all the qualifiers we're organizing are organized at golf courses. So people get together, the club captain organize this, create an event. And what we want to do is we want all the courses to send their best putter to represent their course at the major series of putting. This is another way. And there are several other ways as well. You can organize a small putting competition with your friends, and then you send one in Las Vegas. So quite honestly, there's plenty of ways that you can make your way to Las Vegas.
Well, and obviously this is gonna cater to guys who are and ladies who are good golfers and particularly good putters. I would suspect as important as your skill over the ball is going to be having nerves of steel. Do you think that is going to become as much a factor in who wins this thing as talent?
I think that's what it is. I mean, you know that for a fact. You've seen people at your course. I mean, when you look at people that play this Sunday game with their friends on the foursome and have something at the outcome, you kind of realize who has the nerve over a 10 or a 6-footer to close the game. And that's the beauty of the putting aspect. I mean, the handicap system in golf is made basically for every people to have a chance to win over a putt. So I totally believe that the people that have nerve, that are closer, are going to have an edge. I mean, we've ran so many events, so many qualifiers so far, and I like to say that, but we've seen 10 handicap beat golf pros or beat a scratch handicap because we isolate this this aspect of putting. You don't have to master the overall game of golf. You only have to deliver or to deliver a simple movement under pressure.
Well, all right. So as we go through the next few weeks and months, what more can we expect to hear from you all as people are getting up and going? What other big announcements do you have going on?
We're going to have a big we're going to announce a big event that probably will be broadcasted on TV. We're going to announce some feature players that are going to play in our events. We are going to announce several qualifiers all over the southern part of the states. So there'll be plenty of things, very interesting things. Plus, you know, we have 10 events now. We want to reach 20 events. We're going to announce several other events that are going to run through in March, starting March 10th in Las Vegas. So I think we have an amazing location. We have an amazing stadium feel-like atmosphere. The Nicklaus design designed a course that is going to be spectacular. So we want everybody to register to come. And basically, we are going to find the best putter in the world, basically, with that event.
Well, we're going to encourage our listeners to go out to msop.com. Check it out. Got to check out the stadium. And Guillaume, thank you for joining us, and good luck with the event.
Thank you so much, and I hope you'll see you there.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you soon.